no indication it was deliberate. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what NATO leader Jens Stoltenberg says about the missile that hit Poland, killing two people, believing it came from Ukraine trying to shoot down a Russian rocket.
This is not Ukraine's fault. Russia bears ultimate responsibility.
It was a big deal at the G20 summit. President Biden and others went into an emergency meeting.
The way that Poland's president is describing this now is an unfortunate accident, which lines up with President Biden's initial caution that this missile likely was not launched from Russia. He phoned Poland's President Duda right away as the leaders considered the implications of a potential Russian attack against a NATO partner.
Fox's Peter Ducey in Indonesia, where that summit's over. Donald Trump wants to return to the White House.
In order to make America great and glorious again, I am tonight announcing my candidacy for President of the United States.
Announcing a 2024 run in front of supporters at his Mar-a-Lago, Florida resorts.
This campaign will be about issues, vision, and success.
And he says he will not be intimidated as the former president faces numerous investigations, including one into classified documents seized from Mar-a-Lago. There are still 9 House races undecided. If the GOP wins one, they'll take over a majority in the House, and the Republicans are getting ready, nominating Kevin McCarthy to be Speaker.
I'm going to listen to all voices in the conference, and we're going to do together what is best.
But McCarthy will have work to do. He had the support of 188 Republicans, more than 24 short of the 218 he'll need to win a formal vote for Speaker on the House floor in January.
Fox's Jared Halpern. While most of us slept, NASA launched.
Liftoff of Artemis 1. We rise
on top of the rocket, a new space capsule that's being tested on this mission with crash test dummies inside to collect data for future missions that'll land astronauts on the moon again. America's listening to Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
It's news. The border remains a big issue for Republicans, and they may make it an even bigger one if they're in the House majority in the next Congress. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas got a taste of it at a hearing yesterday, clashing with Republicans who dispute his claims that the border is secure amid a record surge of migrants coming here illegally. Congressman Clay Higgins questioned him about allegations Mayorkas suppressed information from border agents about the situation.
If you're an honorable man, then obviously you should be able to say no to that. Who would suppress exculpatory evidence? Is your answer no?
I don't even know what you're referring to, Congressman.
You will.
A victory in court for the Biden administration undoing a Trump-era border policy.
A district judge in Washington, D.C. bars federal immigration officials from using Title 42 to expel migrants, finding it to be arbitrary and capricious in violation of the Administrative Procedure Act. Title 42, a public health authority rolled out by the Trump administration in 2020 during the start of the coronavirus pandemic, allowed border agents to turn away migrants at the U.S. southern border to protect public health. The American Civil Liberties Union filing a lawsuit arguing that it places migrants in harm's way and violates U.S. asylum law. The judge's ruling effectively restores asylum seekers' access to the borders.
That's Fox's Kristen Goodwin. Now, there was earlier this year, that another federal judge had ordered Title 42 to remain in place. Christopher Jones Jr. is due in court today. He is the accused shooter in the killing of 3 University of Virginia football players Sunday night.
Feels like it's a nightmare, to be honest with you. And I'm ready for somebody to pinch me and wake me up and and say that this didn't happen.
That is Tony Elliott, who is the University of Virginia's football coach. Two others were wounded in the shooting. On Wall Street, stock futures down slightly ahead of today's trading. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.